With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Canada's High Commissioner to Jamaica and the Bahamas makes a quick courtesy call to the Cayman Islands. His Excellency Mark Berman also serves as Consul General with responsibility for trade and consular affairs for the Turks and Caicos Islands and the Cayman Islands. In addition to these areas, Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks also discussed financial services with Mr. Berman during their initial meeting. While in Cayman, Mr. Berman also met with the governor, the commissioner of police, and other elected officials to discuss public safety, education, and agriculture. The National Conservation Council approves a motion to increase spear gun licensing to 4483. The 2021 National Conservation Council License and Permit Amendment Directives allows for the issuance of up to 170 licenses, and the Department of Environment's John Bothwell presented the recommended method to the board on Wednesday for the issuance of new non-renewal licenses. This will include
spear gun licenses continue to be limited to persons who hold or at most have previously held a spear gun license, and noting that the National Conservation Act limits licenses to traditional uses, and those persons who have previously held a license can best meet this requirement of showing a historic link to the practice.
Licenses will be distributed in order of how long ago applicants held a license and will prioritize renewing a currently active license, ensuring that a person will be able to continue practicing their recreational activity. The motion also requests that the 2028-29 budget include an increase in enforcement and for public education by the Department of Environment, particularly to support sustainable spear gun use in the Cayman Islands. You can watch the full meeting on the CIGTV YouTube channel.
Cayman Finance has launched recruitment for its 2026 graduate training program.
Associate Director of Community Engagement at Cayman Finance, Danielle Henning, says they're offering 22 jobs to young Caymanian University graduates looking to build their careers in the financial services industry. It's an expansion on the inaugural 2025 program, which had 15 positions.
These opportunities come from member firms who have created an entry-level role for somebody with a university bachelor's degree or higher. No experience is required, but a willingness and eagerness to learn the business, to learn about the industry, is definitely a must.
Participants will get a one-year contract salary starting at $40,000 CI dollars. The program is open to Caymanians who graduated in December or will graduate this year, and the deadline for applications is April 30th. Head to caymanfinance.ky for more information. Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. President Trump says the United States is in serious discussions with what he described as a new and more reasonable regime in Iran to end the US bombardment. In a post, he said great progress had been made, but if a deal wasn't reached quickly, the US would end what he called its lovely stay in Iran by obliterating Iran's critical energy and oil infrastructure. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps has confirmed the killing of its naval commander, Alireza Tangsiri. Mr. Tangsiri was seen as one of the architects of Iran's strategy to block the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Israeli attacks have continued across Iran, hitting an energy facility. More Iranian drones and missiles have been fired at targets in Israel and Gulf countries. The Lebanese army says one of its soldiers has been killed in an Israeli strike on a checkpoint, the first attack directly targeting an army position in Lebanon since the start of the war. Ukraine's president says Kiev's allies have asked him to reduce attacks on Russia's energy sector because of the global fuel crisis sparked by the war in Iran. Volodymyr Zelensky said the attacks would end if Russia stopped its attacks on Ukraine's energy sector. Spain says it's closing its airspace to US planes involved in attacks on Iran. The government said it was part of its decision not to participate in or contribute to a war which was started unilaterally in violation of international law. The Israeli military says it's withdrawing an entire battalion from the occupied West Bank after its soldiers detained and assaulted a CNN television crew. Troops put the team's cameraman in a chokehold. The Kremlin has welcomed the arrival of a sanctioned Russian tanker in Cuban waters. The ship is carrying more than 700,000 barrels of oil. And that's the latest world news from the BBC.